Good morning, Governor Evers. How are you?
Very good. Very good, Earl.
Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to share with our listening audience. Let's cut right to the chase. The budget that was just passed, there's some rumblings from those on the Democratic side of it about tax cuts that they say are going to the wealthy. What is your take on that?
So the vast majority of the cuts, as far as the number of people, are going to the middle class. And I made a promise to cut middle class income taxes when I ran for office, and this helped me meet that goal. We made some cuts in the first budget. We did some during the pandemic, and this gets us over the 10% number. We feel it was a good place to be.
You know, Governor Evers, in spite of the fact that Republicans and Democrats, we see it on the national level right now, and even constantly on the local level, on the state level, why is it so impossible to get government to work?
That's a great question, Earl, and I think a lot of it has to do with gerrymandering. When you have gerrymandered maps and people don't have, frankly, because there's so few competitive races, people don't really have the impetus and the expectation to do what the taxpayers and the voters of their area want. And we see that in polling, you know, Medicaid expansion, marijuana legalization are at a state level are very, very high. And so when people are not kind of compelled through their voters to find common ground, then you have constant arguing and very little accomplished. And that's why I'm looking forward to getting fair maps here in the state of Wisconsin. This is a top priority for me as governor, and frankly, it's a top priority for the people of the state. They've spoken about this many, many times in a Marquette poll.
You know, Governor Evers, in spite of the fact that Democrats and Republicans don't seem to be able to work together, the state is clearly awash in resources. How's that happen?
Well, here's my take on that. I am very proud of what my administration's response to the pandemic has been. Our unemployment rate was about 3.6 before the pandemic. It's about 3.8 after the pandemic. That means to me that we not only, you know, got as many shots in arms as possible. We still have a long way to go on that, but we took that whatever federal money we had access to and got it to those folks that needed it the most. Whether it was around evictions, whether it is around small businesses, whether it was around the tourism industry, the economy in our state was able to recover because we made those significant investments in those businesses, those Main Street businesses, those mom and pop businesses, and as a result of that, our economy did not suffer a lot. Obviously, there were some, and also, you know, getting money in people's hands so that they didn't get evicted and were able to pay rent, those types of things. All that was important. Food bank efforts, all that was important. And so we invested it in the right places. And as a result, our economy continued to move forward during the pandemic. And that's why we have the resources we need at this point in time.
You know, Governor Evers, you and I have been around a long time. And we've witnessed before in this state where there were surpluses and governors wound up giving that money back, and then down the road, a bump in the road hit, and now all of a sudden, you know, the state is back in the red. What's your take on what should happen with those resources?
Well, that's why when one of my creative vetoes was to set aside $500 million for our schools and our higher education institutions. I believe, as I've said just about every day since I've been governor and before, is that what's best for our kids is best for our state. And I was hopeful through this special session that the Republicans would understand that we had over $500 million, which is a lot to get out to our higher education institutions and our public schools. Apparently, the Republicans didn't believe that, and very unfortunate. So that money, frankly, is sitting there right now instead of helping kids. It's sitting there.
You know, Governor Evers, a couple other things. Lincoln Hills has been a thorn in the side of many, especially here in the city and other areas. We just can't get that done. Why?
That's a great question, Earl. We should have my first budget that I had right after inauguration. We had the money to move those kids out of there, and the legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, decided not to do it at that time, and so it's just been extraordinarily difficult. The only good thing is we've been able to reduce the population up there significantly. But that said, we made a promise. I was on that very first committee when I was state superintendent. We should have had this done. We had people that were all on the same page, Republicans and Democrats, and suddenly folks wanted to make a political football out of this. And these are kids. They need to get the treatment they should be they should be getting the treatment they need, and they should be closer to home. It's really simple. And so we're hopeful we'll continue to push that effort and close that up for juvenile and get them closer to home.
Do you think that one of the main reasons why it's so difficult is because of the resources that actually go into the place where Lincoln Hills and Silver Lake, I forgot the name of the other one for the young ladies, is located, and that's the reason why Republicans are pushing back so hard, because of maybe the devastation of those towns?
That should be the case, because clearly those are above adequate facilities, and it'll be used for something else. Very likely, we have too few minimum security facilities in the state of Wisconsin, and medium. And so what we have is adult prisoners in places that maybe they shouldn't be. And so if they're using that excuse, that's an idiotic excuse. Those facilities will be used for something else in a more appropriate way. No, we just got to get these kids closer to home. Whether it's issues about who's going to take run around the block saying I solved it or something like that, but it's easy. We need to build a facility in Southeast Wisconsin where kids are closer to home, where they're able to interact with their parents and their loved ones on a regular basis, get the resources they need in order to succeed once they get out. So we believe it can still happen. We have the resources available to make that happen, and so we're looking for solutions. But our very first budget had the solution, and the legislature decided not to do it.
So two more questions really quick. One of them is the fact that Republicans were still trying to push to cut the unemployment benefit with only a month left. What is that issue? What is that? There's a month left.
That's all about advertisements on TV against me when I run for reelection. It's an idiotic effort, frankly. Those states that have done it, have not seen, at least the ones that I've looked at, have not seen any difference in the number of people, and there's no data to support it. And why take that money away from people that have struggled during the pandemic and are legitimately on unemployment? It's a cruel thing, but it's also a political thing. And so we put a nail in the coffin there yesterday.
Yes, sir. And the last thing, my friend, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about that Delta variant and where we are in this state with the and across the nation with the pushback of masks, and where are we at the state level?
Well, we're looking at all the data, following the science as we always have at the state level and at the county level, constant communication. But at the end of the day, we have to get people vaccinated. There, for people not to be vaccinated in this day and age against it, that the people that are not vaccinated right now are causing this because the people that are vaccinated, you know, there's some breakthrough cases, but not many. We need to do everything in our power to get people vaccinated. I know there's a handful that will never, ever, ever do it because of political reasons, and some of it's possibly religious. But there's a whole bunch of people out there that need to be vaccinated. We have to find a way to do that.
You know, Governor Evers, we're no different, I guess, than the other states. You talk with the other governors. Are they experiencing the same kind of reality that you are?
Oh, yes, they are, but it's especially, we have 50% in our state, a little bit more, that have had one shot. There are states where it's around 30%, and they're suffering. People are dying in those states. So when the governor of Mississippi lays it on the doorstep of those that are unvaccinated, that's a thing in my mind. So we have to take it seriously. We're going to do whatever we can in our state to make sure that we get more people vaccinated. We are, you know, we're doing 3,000-5,000 a day. We need to amp that up big time.
You know, Governor Evers, I want to thank you as always for taking the time out. I know you're a very busy man. A lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff going on at the state level. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Thanks, Earl. Good talking to you again.
Thank you very much. That's Governor Tony Evers.